DNA evidence is no longer just the domain of forensic scientists and archaeologists. It's now also a powerful new weapon in the conservationists' arsenal. Near extinction leaves a footprint on a species' DNA. By decoding this DNA signal, we can glean vital clues about how, when, and why a species went into decline. My name is Carenza McElroy. I'm a research scientist at the Australian National University, and I'm passionate about saving the southern black-throated finch. This small, seed-eating woodland bird is already extinct in New South Wales. It is endangered in Queensland. Its range has shrunk by 80% in just 30 years, and it is predicted to lose more than 50% of its remaining habitat under current mining plans for the Galilee Basin. I plan to read the DNA sequence of 100-year-old museum specimens from before the decline and compare it to the DNA from living wild birds. This will tell me if the remaining birds have enough of the species' original genes to thrive if habitat is restored. If the outlook for the finch is bleak, then my results could be used to reintroduce genes via future captive breeding and release programs. Changes in specific genes could also reveal unknown threats, for example, pesticide poisoning. The threat to these birds is imminent. I need to move fast. Faster than the research grant funding cycle allows. In an enterprising move, I'm turning to crowdfunding to kickstart this high-tech research. With a target of $100,000, this is the largest Australian environmental crowdfunding campaign yet. More than 477 species of birds, reptiles, and mammals have gone extinct since 1900. Without humans, it is likely that all but 9 of these would still be with us today. Crowdfunding is a chance for everyone who cares to be part of the solution before it is too late. Does it matter if the southern black-throated finch goes extinct? There is also a northern form which is not in trouble. The answer is yes. For any organism, subspecies preserve eons of evolutionary history. Small genetic adaptations accumulated generation by generation over hundreds of thousands of years allow each subspecies to be uniquely suited to its local environment. Subspecies also continuously swap genes with each other. This means the species as a whole has a repertoire of different gene versions it can draw on, which may prove vitally important if conditions suddenly shift, for example, through rapid climate change. Finally, if we can save the southern black-throated finch, we'll actually save a whole ecosystem. By understanding scientifically the process by which extinction happens at the genetic level, we can make better informed conservation decisions. And when you save one species, you save many species that occupy the same area. I like to think of these tiny birds as sort of a flagship. People love finches. They're charismatic ambassadors for threatened woodland communities across Queensland.
Carenza McElroy at the ANU in Canberra. Links for her scheme are on the Science Show website, and time is tight.